You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm here today with Peter Marshall, who is from the sight loss charity Sight Matters, based on the Isle of Man. Peter is here today to talk about the TT races taking place on the Isle of Man and some of the concerns that they pose for visually impaired individuals living on the island. Hi, Peter. Thank you for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio. How are you?
Hi, Jennifer. Fine, thank you.
Can you tell me about the TT races and if it's an annual event?
So the TT is one of the things the Isle of Man is famous for. It is a road racing motorbike competition that started in 1907. It's over 100 years old, so there's a long and storied history there. It's a big part of the Isle of Man's kind of annual events. It's a big thing in the year for us. An awful lot of people come to the Isle of Man. I can't remember how many tens of thousands of visitors it is off the top of my head, but I believe that the population of the Isle of Man goes up by about 50%. So it's a massive deal for us on the island. You know, I remember going to school and doing my GCSEs, and I could hear the motorbike whizzing past in the background because it just so happens that GCSE exam week, yeah, it used to fall on the same week as TT. So it's been a big part of my life here, being a Manx person. And I think for anyone living on the Isle of Man, it's a big part of their life. For a lot of our tourist businesses and hospitality businesses, it's obviously a massive economic benefit to them, and it's just a really important time of the year. The Isle of Man sort of comes alive, really. Often the island's sort of this sleepy little island in the middle of the Irish Sea, but over TT week, there's bands coming over and, you know, all of these visitors and events going on. It really does bring the Isle of Man alive. So it's a very good event, but obviously it brings with it some difficulties, especially for people experiencing sight loss. It's a 2-week long event. There's practice week, which it just had actually. Practice week was last week. And then this week is race week, which is a bit more of an intense race schedule. The way it works as well is every time a race isn't able to go ahead because of the weather or some other factor, you know, if a rider comes off or anything like that, and the race is red flagged, then those races get moved into the next day or into a contingency day. And this year, because we've had quite a bit of bad weather, the race schedule is quite packed for the rest of the week. So yeah, it's a 2-week long event. 1 week of that is practice and 1 week of that is race week.
What impact do the TT races have on local visually impaired people, and what support or advice is in place by the local authorities or even Sight Matters during this time?
We know from speaking to our members and just being aware of the issues, the TT does bring some challenges with it. There's obviously a lot of road closures go on, and these road closures can happen quite quickly or be moved quite quickly dependent on the weather. The government and the race organisers are really good at putting that information out there, but if you're out and about or you're not so great at using your phone, you can get caught up in the road closures. And the other problem on somewhere like the Isle of Man, where it is a limited sort of road infrastructure, when the roads are closed, it can make it quite difficult to get around, and a journey that might have taken 10 minutes might take half an hour, or with traffic, because there's a lot more traffic on the roads, it might take an hour. So one of the things we've said, we had a member of the road safety team appear on our, we have a monthly podcast called Sight Matters Matters. In the run up to the TT, we had the road safety manager come on and just give a bit of advice to our members and to just the general public too. And one of the things he said was allow at least double the time for your journeys. Just make sure that you're giving yourself plenty of time to get where you need to go. There's also issues around pavement parking. Pavement parking is an issue for blind and visually impaired people anyway, because often people navigate routes that they're familiar with. And if there's suddenly an obstacle in the way that they're not familiar with, so a motorbike or a van half parked on the pavement, that can be really, you know, discombobulating. And it can also be dangerous, because if the pavement is blocked, and it might mean that a blind or visually impaired person has to step into the road, which is of course dangerous anytime, but in particular at TT when traffic is very busy, and sadly there are people who do break the speed limit driving recklessly, that those are problems. Not everyone, but a small number of people do engage in that kind of behavior. So there is a real danger there, and there's also an increased anxiety because of all of those issues for people with a visual impairment. That site matters. Our building is quite close to the course, but over the TT fortnight, we run a minimum level of service for our members. Our lunch club, on a typical week, we would have two minibuses going out all around the Isle of Man, picking up members from various places. That's just not possible over TT because there might be a race on. The traffic is going to make that take an awful lot longer than usual. There might be a road closure for other reasons. So it's just not possible to maintain our normal levels of service during TT. But the building is open and you can come in and still make use of the audio library, you know, our resource zone and things like that. They're all still open and members of staff are still on the other side of a phone throughout that whole entire period as well. And if anyone needs any advice or help, you know, the normal things that we do to support our members, that all carries on as normal. That helps keep our members safe. It is dangerous on the road. For us, it's about keeping people off the roads if they don't need to be on them and just trying to keep people as safe as possible.
As a sight loss charity, what concerns do you have regarding safety of visually impaired people on the island during this time?
We do have concerns, and our members have expressed their apprehension. Some of our members in the lead up to TT. Some of our members are massive TT fans, and you know, we really enjoy the races and you know, thoroughly get involved. So it depends on who the member is, what level of sight loss they have, how long they've been visually impaired for, how comfortable they are, you know, navigating the roads on a typical day, how comfortable they are navigating the roads during TT. We're concerned because roads are a dangerous place throughout the year for vision impaired people. Those dangers are amplified. There's a lot of things that can change during TT. People's behaviours might change, for example, the typical road, your normal route might be diverted. It might be diverted at short notice. So these problems can impact our members, a lot of whom rely on planning to make their journeys as safe as possible. The bus service changes a lot during TT as well. So people's familiar routes might not be available. Some of the buses leave from a different location if their normal starting location is on the wrong side of the course. So there's a lot of change, and I think it can be hard for anyone to keep up with that level of change. And of course, there's just a lot of issues around road safety itself. I mentioned pavement parking before. There are more bikes around. Some bikes might be parked on the pavement. You can't really control for them in advance, and it just puts a lot more unknowns into people's environment. So that can be difficult for people to manage. And of course, there's just an awful lot more volume of traffic on the roads, and motorbikes in particular, which are more difficult to spot and often traveling at speed. But I think that you can, you know, with careful planning, giving yourself extra time, things like that, and asking for help where you can, and that's something the road safety manager spoke to us about too, is trying to empower blind and visually impaired people to ask for help when they need it, if they're out and about, to seek the right kind of people. There are a lot of officials around, marshals and police officers, various other people around, to make people comfortable to approach those kinds of people and ask for help if they need it.
Is there any way in which people can contact Sight Matters should they be worried or concerned about anything?
We have our phone systems just running as normal. So on a normal week, our members can give us a call and ask for help. The issue it is that they're experiencing. And that doesn't change during TT. So while we are running a slightly lower level of service provision in terms of our outreach services and our lunch club and things like that, which depend on the roads, we're still very much there. We are in the building if you could get there. We're still manning the phone. We're still on email, so people do have any concerns, they can reach out to us. You know, it might be that people are struggling to get to doctor's appointments or things like that. Our number is 01624 674 727, or you can email us at inquiries@sightmatters.in.
Thanks, Peter, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.